Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah-Wood.
And I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of God. Rejoice every time you come into God's presence because He has something for you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, everyone. Happy month of September. Hallelujah. Happy new month. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that this month will be the best month of your life yet.
Amen.
Will be the best month of this year.
Amen.
My prayer is, oh, you will see the goodness of God this month. You will see the glory of God in your life this month. Oh, you will go to another level in your walk with God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that God will surround you with His favor like a shield. I pray that the next days of this year, that which God has purposed and planned for your life will be fulfilled. That which God has purposed and planned for your life in this month and in this year, it will be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see you going from glory to glory. I see you going from strength to strength. I see you walking in the fullness of all that God has for your life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Forget the former things. Behold, I do a new thing. And it shall spring forth, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm excited just to be here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And it's September already. Where did all the other months go? Thank you, Lord. But it is good. God is so faithful. God is so good. Thank you so much for coming out. And happy Labor Day weekend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it's so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is so good. He's so good. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Everyone say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His presence is so mighty in this place this morning. And no matter what you may have gone through during the week, it's always a joy to come into His presence, to be refreshed by Him, to hear His word, to be encouraged, and to be empowered to go make a difference in our world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All last month, we studied on the subject of faith. And like I said, we can study on faith for a very long time. Because it's a very important subject in the Bible. And for us to cover it, I said that we have to do like 2 services a day for 8 weeks. And even then, we won't cover it. So I try to help by the grace of God in that area. But throughout the whole year, even as I minister, you see faith in the messages. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But this month, as I prayed, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Welcome, 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 welcome. We are in for a treat this morning. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, Master, someone came to Jesus and said, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus, switch here. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, this is the New King James. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hung all the law and the prophets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, there are so many things in this world that are begging for our attention, that are seeking for our affection, that are seeking for our love. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, and he created them perfectly. The plan of God was to have a relationship with man, to have fellowship with man, and then through the two of them, to replenish the earth, to multiply, and to fill the earth with what God had blessed them with. Man disconnected from God. There was a tragedy in the beginning, in the garden, that disconnected man from that fellowship. When they fell, when they were tempted, they were deceived. I mean, Eve was deceived, and they ate of the tree, the fruit of the tree that God said they shouldn't eat. There was a disconnect. When God was coming, man was running away from God. And ever since then, man has been making an attempt to run away from God. To run away from God. And come Jesus on the scene. Jesus came on the scene to restore man back to God's original plan, to God's original intent, to God's original purpose.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so, Jesus, this person comes to Jesus. He has been practicing the law. He knows the law very well.
Yes, yes,
and he comes to Jesus and asks him a question. Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus responded and said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, God wants to be the priority in our lives. God wants us to love him with our all. He loved us first. The Bible says that even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even before you were born, God loved you. And he brought you into the world. But he is saying here that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart. You see, so many of us and so many people in the world ask the question, how can I be successful? How can I live a life that pleases God? How can I fulfill God's plan for my life? How can I live my life to do all that God sent me down here to do? He's saying that all the law, all the plans, all the purposes, they hang on these two commandments.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's say back in the day when they used to have dry lines. They will make dry lines, and they will hang the clothes on those lines. Or if you have a curtain and you hang a curtain on that rod, that becomes so important. On these two commandments hangs all the law. On these two commandments hang all the prophets. On these two commandments hang all the plans.
Amen. Amen.
A heart after God.
A heart after God.
You see, anybody in life that decides that they will seek God, that they will love God and obey and serve Him, they have come to a place, they have set themselves up for God to show Himself strong on their behalf. A love and a passion for God. Notice what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 10. Psalm chapter 34, verse 10. Seeking after God, having a heart for God. The Bible says that the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. This person that came to Jesus, Jesus gave him an answer to what he was looking for. He had been faithful to the law. He was looking for something. He saw that he was missing something. But let's look at somebody in the Old Testament also that made a decision to love the Lord, that made a decision to seek the Lord, that made a decision to put God first in his life. And what happened? Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Follow me carefully this morning. God has something wonderful for us. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3 to 5. Thank you, Lord. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. This person was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Most 16 years old don't know their left from their right. Some do. But for 52 years, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. When you study the kings, you can divide them into two. What a company of people, a company of kings that did what was right in the Lord God in his sight and followed him whole. Then there was another company that didn't do right. They followed after the gods of the land. This person made a choice that he was going to do what was right in the sight of the Lord. And he sought God. And as long as he sought God, as long as his love was in place, God made him to prosper. God made him prosper. Now when you continue reading from verse 7, the Bible says, and God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians, who lived in Gobel, and against the Mennonite. Also, the Ammonite brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread up as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Verse 7 says, God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians. Today, the enemies that you face may not necessarily be Philistines or be Arabians, but as you seek God, I pray that God will help you. As a matter of fact, this morning, close your eyes and begin to pray and call on God and say, Lord, as I set my love upon you, as I seek you, Lord, help me. Lord, help me with my family. Lord, help me with my finances. Lord, help me with my business. Lord, help me in any area of your life. Lift up your voice this morning to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, call on God to help you. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If you can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Lord, help me. And God, help him. He sought God. He sought God. And God, help him. And God, help him. Lord, help me. In any area of your life where you need help, God, help me. God, help me. Lift up your voice and call on the name of the Lord. And God, help him against the Philistines, against the Arabians. This morning, whatever you are faced with, in the mighty name of Jesus, call on God to help you. Call on God to help you. He is the great helper. He is the great helper. He is the great helper. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And God help him. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive his help this morning. God is a helper. In the struggling and the hard places of life, God is a helper. The Bible says, verse 10, also he built towers in the desert. A desert is a dry place. A desert is a place where nothing is supposed to happen. A desert is a dry place. Sometimes in life, you may run into a dry place. But in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, God is saying, I am your helper. As you seek me, as you set your love upon me, I will help you. And the dry places in your life, the places in your life where it seems impossible, where nothing good is supposed to come out of, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you are yielded to him, in the name of Jesus, he will help you. He will turn those dry places around. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God help him. So long as he sought the Lord. So long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I pray that we will set our love on the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory. You see, God seeks a very close relationship with us. That is his heart. That is his longing. That is what he desires. That we will love him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As long as he sought the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord. God made him to prosper. He determined that he was going to seek the Lord. He determined that he was going to seek the Lord. I pray this morning that we will make that decision to seek the Lord God as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The next thing is, you see, it's so important for us to maintain a relationship of love to the Lord. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. Notice what the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. He says, and we know. I like that. Every time I see that phrase in the Bible, it does something to me. Not we are not sure. Not maybe it may be so. We know that all things. How many things?
All.
How many things? Shout it louder this morning.
All
things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Ha, ha, ha. We know. The love question has to be settled. Where is our affection? Where is our love? We know that all things, hallelujah, work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those who love God, for those who love God, things work together for their good. Things work together for their good. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. God's purpose for your life is that he glorifies you, your life, and reflects his glory. Your life reflects his excellency. And in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning in your life, any area of your life that doesn't reflect his glory, that doesn't reflect the glory of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you settle that love question this morning, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God will glorify you. He has not called you to shame. He has not called you to be destitute. He has not called you to leave you alone. His purpose is that those he called, those he justified, those will be glorified as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, every area of your life that doesn't reflect his glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you settle that love question, as your love is in place, in the mighty name of Jesus, may God turn it around and may it glorify him. If you believe that sound, yeah! Hallelujah! Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord, his presence is in the place. Notice what the Bible says in Psalm 91, verse 14. Psalm 91, verse 14. I like this psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him because he has set his love upon me. I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as you set your love upon God, as you make him the reason for your life, as you make him the reason for your existence, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever you came to church this morning that looks impossible, I see Almighty God delivering you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you call on the name of the Lord, as you set your love upon him, I see him answering the deepest desires, the deepest cry of your heart. I see him delivering you in the mighty name of Jesus. I see him wiping away the tears from your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because he has set his love upon me, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
If things are not working, that is the area I will look first. Is my love in place? Is my affection of the Lord? Is in me my reason for living?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he has set his love upon me. I will deliver him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we seek him first and put him first in our lives, everything else will be added to us. There was a certain, and for all of us, there are certain areas where we can look and say we can see God more. We can put God more first. You see, for every one of us, it may be different. And sometimes when we decide to serve God, when we decide to follow God and to seek him, I like Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He says, my tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? Sometimes when you are panting after God, when you are testing after God, people look at you and say, what is the issue here? What is the concern here? Your tears may have been your food night and day, but people may be saying, why do you continually, the key word here is continually, why do you continue to serve your God? Where is your God? Why has he not delivered you? Why has he not come through for you? Sometimes the circumstances of life stare at you in the face and they are asking you, where is your God? There was a certain lady, she wasn't giving birth, and she decided that I'm going to seek God first. I'm going to put him first in my life. I'm going to go into my community and minister and share the love of Jesus with my neighbors. When she went and she kept going, one day, one person stopped them and said, if your God is that good, why has he not given you a child? Mm-hmm. She turned the battle over to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, you are the one that I'm serving. You are the one that I love. And when they talk about me this way, they are talking about you. Where is your God? Where is your God? As you continue doing that, within a very short time frame, she conceived and she gave birth to a child. The one who has set his love on God, I will deliver him. This morning, I come to announce to you the word of the Lord. Any circumstance of your life that seems to question and say, where is your God? In the name of Jesus, as you set your love upon the Lord, may God deliver you. May God come through in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say it out, amen, this morning. Amen. Why should the heathen say, where is your God? But the love question has to be settled. In all of us, our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There is a company of people in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. He says, for a long time, Israel hadn't been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. There is nothing like seeking God and not finding him. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. No peace. In another place, they were without the true God. In another place, he says everyone did what was right in their own eye. No true God Without a teaching priest and without law, that's a recipe for chaos. But when in their trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out or to the one who came in. Great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. You see that all through the Bible, every time a company of people decide to seek God, things go well. When they decide not to seek God, things don't go well. There was no peace, and sometimes it can be traceable to that. And notice what the Bible says. As you continue to verse 12, he says, then, I like this, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Think about the national law. If you won't see God, you're done. That's your last day. Whatever we are doing, it's not working. We don't have peace. All we have is trouble. All we have is trouble on all sides. We are going to switch directions here. This has to stop. We are going in a different direction. We are going to make a decision. A covenant is a very strong word. Whoever, notice where we started in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Verse 12 here says, then he entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Does that sound similar to what Jesus Christ said? Thank you, Lord Jesus. What was the result? Verse 14. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpet and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them. And the Lord gave them rest all around. Are you looking for rest in life? Are you looking for rest in life? They rejoice. This is a great day. We have made a covenant to seek the Lord with all our heart. We have made a covenant to seek him with all our soul. And he was found by them. And he gave them rest all around. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this morning, as you make a decision, in this season, as you make a choice to seek the Lord with all your heart, in the mighty name of Jesus, any place in your life where there is unrest, I speak peace. I speak rest in the mighty name of Jesus. Rest on all sides. Rest in your family. Rest in your body. Rest in every area of your life in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. They entered into a covenant. Lord, we are going to seek you as a nation. Every time individuals seek to do that, every time a family decides to do that, every time we say that, Lord, no matter what is going on, I am going to seek you. I am going to love you. You are going to be the reason for my living. Oh, God will see to it as well that you experience that all around. That is the key to a successful Christian life. That is the key to walking with God. The heart question must be solved. No wonder Jesus Christ said, on these two, hang all the law and the prophets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, for somebody like Joseph, he my Lord and my God, he came to a very hard place. He went through so many seasons in life, from the pit to Potiphar's house, being tempted and being put into prison. But through it all, even in the times when it seemed that nothing was happening, he still maintained his love for God. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. He says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. No one has, I mean, when you see somebody that loves God and seeks after God, oh, that person, no matter where they are right now, as they set their love on God, God, as you set your love on God, he will begin to reveal to you, he will begin to manifest in your life what he has prepared for your life. God has a great package for you. God has something great prepared for you as you set your love on him. Continue, as we continue reading, verse 10 says that, but God has revealed them to us through, set him high above the circumstance of life that was threatening to keep him in captivity. And he ended up in a top place in the land of Egypt. As you set yourself in a relationship with God, as you love him, he will begin to reveal to you the deep things, the things, the way that you should go in every area of your life. Oh, you may be at work. No one will have the solution. You will be the one that has the solution because you are in connection. Because you are in fellowship. You have a relationship with God. He will reveal. Eye has not seen, neither has the ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. As we seek him and put him first in our life, he will reveal himself to us. And as he reveals himself to us, when we hear his voice, when we hear his word, oh, naturally, faith comes and we begin to walk and experience the things that he has for us. When you are in relationship with God, when you love the Lord, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference in your Christian walk. You may have a neighbor who, if you don't know him very well, he can be roaming all around. He can be gone away for 2 weeks, and sometimes you don't even know what happened to my neighbor. Do they still live around here? But the person who is in relationship with them, oh, I know his itinerary. This week he's in Spain. The next one he's in Europe. He'll be back on this date and at this time. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God reveals. Notice what he says in John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14, verse 21. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 21. Thank you, Father. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. How many of us want God to reveal himself to us? That's my prayer for us in this season. Oh, only one person? Okay. How many of us want God to manifest himself to us? How many of us want God to reveal himself to us? Oh, he tells you how. The one who loves me is going to be natural for us, for him to do my word and keep my word. The person who keeps my word, it is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him also. I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The secret things belong to God. But the things that are revealed, God reveals and manifests himself to those who love him. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, any area of your life where you need God to manifest himself, where you need God to reveal himself, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh, that as you set your love on the Lord, oh Lord, I love you. You are the reason for my living. Whatever I see in your word, I will endeavor to do it. I will endeavor to keep it. I will endeavor to do it. I will love you and put my love into action. I will love you with my soul, with my heart, with my everything. You are my Lord. I am totally yielded to you. Whatever you tell me to do, that is what I will do. I have decided to yield my life to you. Oh, I am like Joshua. I don't care what anybody else does. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we have decided that we will love the Lord and follow after God. Oh, we have given our heart to you. Our heart belongs to you. Our heart is in the right place. When the choices of life come, when the decisions of life come, we have made a choice. We choose this day the Lord our God. We will love him. We will serve him. We will obey his word in every area of our life. The world around us may be going in the opposite direction, but like Noah, I choose to be the one in my generation that will love the Lord and do what he tells me to do and obey his word. And as I do that, oh, the storms of life may come, but like Noah and his house, who were riding on the storm, who were riding in the wind, in the mighty name of Jesus, I know that, oh, if God be for me, who can be against me? If he is on my side, everything will be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, today as I follow God, it may not look like it. Oh, but sooner or later, I know that I have a Redeemer. My Redeemer lives, and at the latter end, he will deliver me. At the latter end, he will save me. Oh, the storms of life cannot send me under. If Jesus is in my boat, sooner or later, those storms, oh, will tend to peace. Because I have set my love upon the Lord, he will manifest himself. He will reveal himself. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Because he is on my side. Oh, I see somebody here. Today you may be faced with tears. Today you may be faced with challenges. But we serve a God. He's not dead. Every day you are going about serving the Lord God. Every day you are going about being faithful to God. When you wake up in the morning, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, I love you. Lord, I serve you. Lord, I obey you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see him wiping those tears from your eyes. I see him turning the circumstances of your life around. Oh, the people that used to say, where is your God? Sooner or later,
They will follow you to say, we will serve your God. Because we have seen that God is with you. Because we have seen that he has turned your mourning into laughter. We have seen that he has turned your mourning into joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, this day is your day. Today is your day. As you set your love on God, as you set yourself to seek after God, I see you going from glory to glory. As you behold the word of God, as you set your love on God, I see God revealing himself to you. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
You will love me, you will keep my commandment, and I will reveal myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. And when we love God, we naturally, he told Peter, if three times, if you love me, feed my sheep. Go after the lost. Go after what I'm interested in. Feed my love. And 1 John 3:18 says, let us not love in word only, but indeed as well. In our culture, paraphrasing it, we will say talk is cheap. If you love me, you will keep my commands. You will keep what I tell you to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mama. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's close our eyes. Thank you, Lord. And pray. This morning, if you are here, or if you are listening to us online, or watching us online, and you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You don't know this Jesus that we are talking about this morning. But you say you want to start a relationship with him. Maybe at one time you knew him and then you disconnected. He was always there. He's never left. But you are saying, you want to say that I want to return to the Lord. Just raise up your hands and we'll pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this morning. Lord, help me to love you more than ever before. Return me to my first love, to when I first met you, and even take me higher in my walk with you. Take me to the next level of my relationship with you, of my walk with you. Help me to do this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I receive your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, 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 wow.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.